Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Whelan Presley and Van Hull Funeral Homes have been serving Quad City families and veterans for over 100 years. Whelan Presley is located in Rock Island, Milan, Reynolds, and Van Hull in East Moline, proudly supporting WQPT. Alternatives is a proud supporter of WQPT and has been serving our community for 40 years. Alternatives provides professional guidance to maintain independence and quality of life for older adults and adults with disabilities.
2024 will be the year of big plans in East Moline. So what is the city doing now that could pay big dividends for an area ready for a renaissance in the cities? This month, East Moline Mayor Reggie Freeman delivered his State of the City address. It calls for some bold decisions still to come for the downtown region, some investments in policing, infrastructure, and other city services, and plans to build a city government that is as diverse as the city itself. We talked with the mayor about the state of the city and the big plans for the year ahead. Downtown, downtown, downtown seems to be, you're concerned about the entire community, but downtown is where we're getting a lot of attention right now. You've had public hearings going on as well. It's kind of an exciting period of time for East Moline because you're in some ways starting from scratch, but you have a new piece of property as well as the older downtown and trying to kind of make it all one, right?
That's correct.
Not so easy.
No, and you know, what we looked at in over the last few years, we looked at the point of, as you just mentioned, joining these two together. With the infrastructure grant that what everyone's been talking about mm-hmm. that we got, you know, it's designed to do certain things. So right now we're in the infrastructure aspect of it, but eventually we'd like to reach out and even do a few more things to come in conjunction what we're doing now there. But it is a challenge.
It is interesting though, a challenge, but like almost a welcome challenge, because you can really see something tangible happening in East Moline, that you're becoming more of a destination point. And for people who live in East Moline, there's more things to do in that downtown area.
And not only for the people here in East Moline, but to bring people here, not only to just East Moline, but to the Quad Cities. I think, you know, the more things we have happening here in the Quad Cities, it's going to benefit both sides of the river.
Let's talk about the Rust Belt for a moment. When that was created, it was thought of that the Quad Cities needed a venue that wasn't as big as the Mark, but not as small as some of the smaller venues. Something of medium size is what the Rust Belt was supposed to get, that niche for those bands. That's proven to be more successful than perhaps some people had thought.
Yeah, you take your lower end entertainers that are coming there and
new bands, or
as they're doing right now, like we have our Music in the Park during the summer. They have music in the Rust Belt on Saturday nights, and it's bringing people with their lawn chairs and families out to do things. So they've really ventured out to supply a lot of different types of entertainment, and country, western, pop, whatever it might be. So yes, they're bringing them in, and we're enjoying that. People are coming to East Moline.
Because as you said, it's bringing in families. It's also bringing in a lot of younger people that want to see music venues, and that can really make a community more vibrant.
That's true. I mean, they're the ones with the energy. They're the ones that want part of that nightlife compared, you know, to the past. And you can see that, you know, all the way through town. A couple of different other venues that we have on 15th Avenue down there, they're bringing the younger groups out.
The big thing, though, has been the downtown. It's an older buildings that you kind of want to restore, and you want to keep the small businesses alive because we're seeing that in downtown after downtown. So let's talk about that particular area. What do you want to see for the future of downtown? You got Runners Park. You've got so many new things going on in that downtown area.
Well, I'd like to look at the next level of after we get through with the infrastructure or doing that point of it is looking at building up some of these buildings and making them a little more presentable. And maybe looking at the point of bringing residential to the above them, that ones that are two stories, that we can have people come in, move in.
Which is very popular.
It's going popular big time all around the country here.
How do you do it, though?
Promotion, hard work, and so forth. And getting the businesses to come in with this particular idea of what we're doing. If we get them to do that, then I think we can all work together to get this accomplished.
Does it seem like East Moline, because you need that nugget, let's say the Rust Belt being that nugget, that draws people that never even thought of East Moline, you know, and then that just builds upon each other, and then you have that domino effect of progression. Is that kind of what we're seeing right now?
I think so. Easy access. I mean, you know, if you're living downtown and you've got things around you that is going to bring you to the other establishments, that's what people are looking for. And that's why we're doing, you know, as we spoke, the Rust Belt downtown is, you know, you can walk there, you can ride your bikes there, or you can drive there. So it's the point of accessibility.
And that's the whole thing, because I'm looking at the big three words for East Moline: connect, grow, thrive. And connect is a problem only because of the railroad that goes through there, and people think, oh, one end's cut off from the other. Is that your biggest challenge right now?
Well, that's a challenge, and which part of the design that we're having there is trying to make a little more accessible to go across the tracks from the south end to the north end. As we looked at an overpass, of course, you know, the cost, and that's be something that we'd be looking into, trying to obtain some state, federal funds to possibly get something to get you over that track when the trains are sitting here 15, 10, 15 minutes.
Let's talk about your timeline right now, because you've had a public hearing. You're going to get more input from the public, but you've got actually a schedule going on that it seems really a quick move. You're hoping to have designs by the end of the year and perhaps even some construction starting next year.
That's correct. We are having public informational meetings. We haven't had public hearings.
I'm sorry, thank you.
Public informational meetings in which, that's the timeline, to get our contractual people that are handling this project management to set everything in place, get the public's information to it, and their questions and answers to us and suggestions. So, we're looking at 25 to start the project. Basically, I think first phase is here at the Rust Belt area.
Because you want to get it right.
That's correct. We want it right, and we want the people, their input, you know, not just our input looking, but we want other people from the outside looking in to give suggestions and so forth.
So I'm talking about downtown. Let's be honest, East Moline's far more than just its downtown. Mm-hmm. And you take a look at another one of the major entryways for the community, and that's the Avenue of the Cities area. And East Moline's looking for a bit of a master plan that would change a bit of that important avenue inside East Moline.
Oh, Jim, when I first ran, I said we're looking at downtown, Watertown, and uptown. Uptown, we've got a few projects going on. We got a couple coffee shops coming in up on the avenue. We've got Casey's that's coming into town up off our 7th Street and Avenue of the Cities. We're looking at the whole city. And, you know, again, we're trying to bring people to East Moline, not just one particular area, but we're looking at the whole area and what's the best interest of the businesses and the people of East Moline, no matter where we're at.
Because you look at East Moline and Moline and Avenue of the Cities, I mean, it was such a commercial district in Moline, and it was kind of just a drive-through in East Moline, but it's really developed differently into a commercial district for East Moline now.
That's correct. I mean, if you look at the traffic counts and the high density up that area there, it's going to bring people there, and but we have to have something there for them to get there. So,
housing, of course, is the biggest issue. Tell me a little bit about what you're hoping to do. You were showing a slide during your State of the City that you did show some dilapidated housing, which every community has, is some of these poorer neighborhoods or these areas where homes have been neglected. That's a major initiative for you as well.
Myself, along with the City Council, we looked at the point of what can we do to improve these homes, or what can we do to help people rebuild the homes or whatever it might be, is that we have to look at the point too of getting rid of some of the ones that are there or repairing them and making something viable for a person of interest to come in and want to live there. So we're not totally looking at demolishing,
sure,
but if it comes down to that, that's what we want to do. But then we want to redevelop too the particular areas.
Because like I was saying, you get one little nugget in a neighborhood and that can spur other growth.
That's correct.
Do you see any particular programs that you're hoping that have worked so far that you hope to expand?
Our City Council, we've looked at the point of, we're looking at the point of coming up with some ideas and joining other organizations to improve these neighborhoods. Again, it's all new to us as far as the point of, you know, we just don't want to keep sitting back and do nothing.
Right.
We want to sit back and bring what's in best interest to redevelop these areas and get some professionalism behind it.
Because to be honest, affordable housing is one of the most important things that we're seeing neglected in community after community. It's just hard to find good housing.
That's true. And again, as I had said with the mayor's breakfast meeting here a month and a half ago, is that, you know, we look forward to working with any developers or any person that wants to improve something and create some affordable housing within the city of East Moline.
Is it tougher for a city such as yours that's kind of interlocked between, let's be honest, annexation in Illinois is a very difficult thing to do,
right?
And you have cities on both sides of you as well. So where is the growth in East Moline?
I mean, we still have growth out on 888 and 588 and 80. And one of the drawbacks there a little bit is the point of when they revert floodways and floodplains. And so we're dealing with that area there out there. And what happens too is now with the 100-year floodplain, we've been getting knocked on our door here within the last year probably 10 times of people still wanting to look at that area out there and possibly do some development.
Understandably, because, I mean, one of the biggest assets you have is that river.
That's correct. And we have that area of 88 and 80. We have water running all the way through there up to Jocelyn to the,
right,
to the meat plant. And all we have to do now is extend a little bit more of the sewer. We're right out by the new Carpenters Union. We have sewer ran up to there, and we're looking at the point of if the developments are starting to come through, extending that on out toward 5 and 88.
What kind of developments are you looking for? I mean, is it industrial? It would probably be a mix.
It would be a mix. I mean, there's still property out there as far as the point of business related. I'm
right.
Saying truck stop. We could be looking at manufacturing plants. We could be looking at residential off of one of the sites there. And we're looking at all phases.
So it is a good mix.
It's a good mix.
Let's talk a little bit about your plans for spending for public safety. A former police chief, so I'm sure that area is so important to you. And I was looking at a community event trailer, AED and patrol cars, computers and cameras. Is it almost high time?
Well, everything's high time, you know.
And what you can afford.
And what you can afford. We just obtained a $1.5 million grant from the federal government for some of these items that you've been talking about. And what we have to look at is point of, you have to be on top of things. You have to keep up with today's world. And now with all the regulations and mandates that they have toward police officers and the general public, we have to be totally up to par. And to be totally up to par, you need that funding to actually go through and to come in line with what's expected of us at this time.
Well, I thought it was interesting with the AED and patrol cars, the defibrillators.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't around when you were a cop.
The mask was. The mask wasn't even around when,
yeah,
we were a cop.
Exactly. So, I mean, that really shows, yeah, how policing has changed.
Right. And I mean, usually if there's a medical call or whatever it might be, who's the first person usually there is the officer. And the officer needs to be trained in those areas to take the preliminary steps to correct that situation that we're in.
Do you kind of like that? Is that your officers are a little better trained in all aspects of the job?
Again, the mandates are coming down and the federal and state people are telling, hey, you have to be trained in this area. And I think far as a point of life safety for the particular residents or someone visiting this city, that's a great move.
I also noticed that you were talking about your hires in East Moline during your State of the City, and you're very proud of 50% of the staffing be people of color or women. Congratulations. I mean, let's be honest, East Moline's a very diverse community. Mm-hmm. This had to be a high priority for you and the administration and the city council.
I mean, even if we take the color or we take the ethnicity out of this, we're looking at people that have that far as a point, and we're looking at the point they're qualified. You know, we're looking at the point of qualified people and putting them in positions here that's going to make our city more vibrant. So I look at the point of, yes, we do have the numbers. Two, we got the quality people that are filling these positions.
And don't you want your city government to reflect the people that it serves?
This is true.
But it's not an easy task, though.
No. But then again, you know, I'm glad that people are applying. I mean, years ago, through my stay as the point of being with the city for over 40-something years, is that you have to have them to apply in order to fill these positions. So right now, we're having people apply of all colors and whatever it might be.
And you also are hoping to create a community development director position, is that correct?
Yes, and we've already hired him. He starts here probably in about 2 to 3 weeks. He's coming from out of state, and he looked for the general area of the Quad Cities, and he was impressed when he came here and made the visit, and we're glad to have him aboard.
How do you see this position as a game changer?
We've been without an economic development person for a long time.
And that's painful for a community.
Yeah, painful for me because I've been working a lot at that particular, but along with our other staff members too. But it's really vital that we have somebody aboard doing that. Also, we're combining some of the other positions of taking inspections, putting them together, so forth. So we reorganize that position, and so he'll be doing multiple tasks within the city. So.
Couldn't get him in a chair fast enough, right?
That's true. Still not here yet, but he's here. Coming.
What's the first marching order then?
First marching order, first of all, I think with any new position, you sit down, you get to know staff, you sit down and you need to look at the point of what direction the city wants to go in and the council wants to proceed in. And that's the first marching task. I mean, I'm not expecting anyone to walk in and say, tomorrow we're going to have big business here, Big Ten box office coming here. We look at the point of he sit down, we give the information that we're looking for, and he gives an opinion back on his expertise.
Yeah, nor do you want a person who's going to bigfoot That's and come correct. In but work with other people.
That's correct.
But what's the expertise that you like about this particular candidate?
He's rounded a lot of different situations. He's been to little cities. He's been to bigger cities. He knows how to talk with economic development, bringing in Big Ten box people into businesses into the cities.
You talk about retail?
Both.
Okay.
Both,
okay.
Manufacturing, retail, so forth. And residential, so.
That'll be a huge game changer, as
I said. That is correct. Something we've been missing for years.
Talk about infrastructure. It's what everybody talks about, but it's not the sexy topic.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, in the Quad Cities, particularly in the Illinois, Davenport as well, the south side, the infrastructure's getting older and older and trying to keep up with that, the streets, the sewer system. Does East Moline have major plans in your five-year plan?
We're in the studies. The council has actually approved. We're doing a study with the new water treatment facility. Mm-hmm. Not new, but we're doing it where we're at and where we're going with that. We're in the point of wastewater management, and we're in the point of overall all the time about streets and sidewalks.
Because it has to be not only new, but also upkeep. Because what we saw in the 1980s was, when we had the farm crisis, mm-hmm. the Quad Cities really took it deferred as long as they could, and it was costly.
Correct. And as we're going through that, and again, as we spoke earlier, is about, there's several jobs that were lost during that time.
Yeah.
So when you lose jobs, you lose revenue. Mm-hmm. So when the revenues goes down and then the states and federal governments put mandates on you, then the revenue goes down. So I can see a slight change right now to where we have to prioritize and we have to look at the point of going back to do what we were elected to do is take care of our city and what the people's needs are.
You touched on something that I haven't asked, and that has to do with the state legislature talking about eliminating that one penny grocery tax. And very easy for the state to do it because they collect the money and they don't keep it, they give it to you. So if they say, we don't want this, it doesn't affect them. That could have a huge impact on communities like every community, but cities like East Moline.
Well, that would put about a $500,000 deficit on us. Yes, can we turn around and raise that particular 1% back? Yes, we can. But, we just went through and are going through, we raised our sales tax here in East Moline just within the last couple months. So do we want to keep going back? And even though the general public probably doesn't understand,
right.
That wouldn't be a change, but still for me to tell a resident, now we're going to tax a 1%. They really don't understand all the things that the states are doing or the federal government doing. They look at the point, the city increased our taxes.
Right. Well, does it worry you that, I'm sure you've talked to your local legislators, does it worry you that in some ways the governor might be playing politics with this?
When I get into that point of it, I look at the point I have to relay to the state, the two legislators within our area of what we our feelings are and what we feel our need is, and I have done that, and we've discussed it with both Representative Johnson and Senator App.
And they seem receptive?
We discussed it.
Trying to pin you down on that, but I mean, it is a serious concern.
Well, what I look at is the point. They have a job to do, and we have a job to do. Sometimes we're not going to agree, but sometimes, at least when we come to the point of discussing this, one has the opportunity to express the concerns and the reasons why and why not. So, and I have a good working relationship with both, and federal, on the level of federal government too. So I understand their points, and they understand our points, and we'll try to come to the middle and with a good conclusion.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground, but I do want to ask you about your goals. What is your, when you gave the State of the City, what was your short-term goal? What do you see for 2 years or even 5 years for East Moline?
To strive, and again, as I mentioned earlier, is to bring things to the city, to, of course, bring in revenue, of course, to bring in entertainment, of course, to make it viable for people wanting to visit East Moline. And there's several options out there. And, you know, just to point out one or two, you know, you have to look where you're at and where you're going at the time we're doing it. So
I always remember that sign that was by the Hardee's when you come into East Moline, and it said East Moline, one of the Quad Cities. Mm-hmm. Kind of an underline of saying, okay, Bettendorf, not so fast here. We were one of the original Quad Cities. And you're almost like the stepchild that was forgotten. That's not the way it is at all anymore.
Well, I look at it at the point of, you know, Bettendorf's really stepped up to the plate, you know. And when I started there, and I've befriended quite a few people over on the Bettendorf side. But it looks like that shows a good city that is trying to progress, and we're trying to progress. I have a joke, Jim, where I usually say, when we take Iowa and Illinois, it's easier to move cornfields than there is to move trees. So I look at it at that point, but as far as the point of being the stepchild, don't look at it. All of us area mayors and cities, we work together, and what's good for one is good for the whole Quad Cities.
And we have really seen that in the last 30 years, where it used to be an Illinois Chamber of Commerce and an Iowa Chamber of Commerce, and it used to be Davenport would steal a business maybe from Rock Island or East Moline. East Moline might take one from Bettendorf. Do you really see this as becoming a true Quad City metropolitan area where you guys are all working together rather than against each other?
Well, since I've been here, and I don't know what happened prior, I could probably imagine, but we have an agreement to where if there might be a business wanting to leave one community to the other, we, out of respect, call them and let them know what's going on. No one's sitting around trying to get advantage under the table, whatever. So that's how we communicate with each other. That's how we meet 2 to 3 times a month, and we discuss what's going on with our cities. I mean, you can't get mad when another city is trying to progress and for a betterment of their city, as long as they do it on the point of the etiquette part of it.
Mm-hmm.
No problems within the
Each city respects
that's the other city.
So what's your long-term goal then?
My long-term goal is continue doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No matter what happens tomorrow, and look at new ideas, try to bring new ideas in, and try to, again, to make the growth of the city and also prosperity to the city.
Because this is really an exciting time for East Moline.
It is. It is, for sure. So we're here, and we're lights aren't out, and we're just moving right along.
Our thanks to East Moline Mayor Reggie Freeman. Electric Larry has been part of the city's music scene for decades, a lover of blues and country music. We caught up with him at Moline's Black Box Theater, where he played one of his originals. Here's Electric Larry with I'm Still Here Hurting.
I'm sitting here hurting over you. I'm sitting here hurting over you. I'm sitting here, don't know what to do. I'm sitting here looking at the wall. I'm sitting here looking at the wall. I'm sitting here wondering what went wrong. I'm sitting here wishing you were home. I'm sitting here wishing you were home. I'm sitting here wondering what went wrong. I'm sitting here crying over you. I'm sitting here crying over you. I'm sitting here, don't know what to do. But darling, I know I love you. But darling, I know I love you. But darling, can't go on without you. I'm sitting here hurting over you. I'm sitting here looking at the wall. I'm sitting here wishing you were home. I'm sitting here crying over you. But darling, I know I love you. But darling, can't go on without you. But darling, I know I love you. But darling, I know I love you.
Electric Larry with I'm Still Here Hurting, performed at Moline's Black Box Theater. On the air, on the radio, on the web, on your mobile device, and streaming on your computer. Thanks for taking some time to join us as we talk about the issues on the cities.
Whelan Presley and Van Hoe Funeral Homes have been serving Quad City families and veterans for over 100 years. Whelan Presley is located in Rock Island, Milan, Reynolds, and Van Hoe in East Moline, proudly supporting WQPT. Alternatives is a proud supporter of WQPT and has been serving our community for 40 years. Alternatives provides professional guidance to maintain independence and quality of life for older adults and adults with disabilities.